NBC's Andrea Mitchell was nearby.
I was about half a block away, heard sirens. People were running in the opposite direction. I came over, talked to a woman. She said she was in an Uber, heard two loud booms. She did not see the alleged shooter or the incident itself, but all of a sudden, police, Secret Service started congregating right at this corner.
I definitely heard two boom booms. I saw the children running. I saw the adults running.
President Trump not in the White House, but in Mar-a-Lago for Thanksgiving, riding on Truth Social, the animal that shot the two National Guardsmen, with both being critically wounded and now in separate hospitals, is also severely wounded, but regardless, will pay a very steep price. God bless our great National Guard and all of our military and law enforcement. It was last May when President Trump ordered National Guard troops into D.C. to assist police in bringing down violent crime. Yesterday, he credited the troops with helping to do just that.
And you can walk down any street in Washington and you're going to be just fine. And I want to thank the National Guard.